Thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
Good morning.
It's a privilege for me to have the amazing opportunity to share the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, we love you this morning. We exalt your name, Father God. Lord, what a privilege we have to come with total freedom and no resistance to this place, Father, to be trained, to be discipled, and to worship. Father, I humble myself today. I submit myself to you, Holy Spirit. I pray that you will open our eyes today and prepare our hearts, Father God. And I pray that you will start with me today. Father, thank you. I pray that today, Lord, you will cause something stirring in our hearts to make choices according to your will and according to your power in our lives. Father, thank you. I pray, Lord, that you will take control of this place. You are here. I pray that hearts will be receptive, Lord. I pray that minds will be focused and ears will be not only able to hear, but understand. I pray, Father, that you will continue to move in our lives. Because, Father, we need you. We desperately need you today. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Today, my focus is try to help us. It's a basic, simple message that you're going to hear today. I wish I can say this is a deep theological or missiological discussion, but it's something that we need to be reminded in our days. Dr. Smith started chapel this week talking about encourage us to walk in freedom and to walk away from bitterness. Then we have Pastor Trey encourage us to shout aloud and the importance of our confessions. Then Rick shared with us about the importance of follow and walk our faith. And today, after I have been praying and trying to be ready for today, God is leading me to focus on this aspect today, to know him. I am very concerned these days for all the distractions that we have today. And it's not only for the youngsters with technology, but it seems to me that we are living in a time where there is so much going on, too much noise, too much distractions and challenges, and we are kind of rushing. We are in this season where everything is fast. We want microwave discipleship. We have microwave teaching. Give me something quick that I can be ready to fulfill a task. But let me tell you, I can preach today into making know, but I want to offer to you that before we can get excited about evangelism, discipleship, church planting, serving the Lord through sports, to teaching, to psychology, we need to focus our attention again on who God is, who is he, because from the beginning, he has a desire to reveal himself to his creation. From the beginning in Genesis, we see a God that is interested in his creation, a God that is passionate for his creation, a God that wants to spend time with us, a God who is caring about us. But I am afraid that we have too many distractions today, so let me share with you how to grow, some steps. And this message, I believe, is for all of us. Not only for you as a student, but for faculty, colleagues, staff, administration, because all of us, we are called to grow. We are called to mature. I don't know, I have not found anyone yet in my circles of ministry when I ask this question, have you already got a certificate, a diploma of graduation in the kingdom of God? I have not found. If there is one here, let me know. I want to talk with you. I will give you an A, an automatic A in all my classes. We need to know him. And one of the first things the Bible encourages in James to draw near to God. And he will draw near to us. Today, this message is about choices. And I feel led by the Holy Spirit today for us to have room this morning to respond. I am not concerned these days about information. We have so much information, but I am after transformation. And that's what I am looking for today. One of my favorite places in CIU since the day that we visit with my wife and my daughter. When I started to walk on campus, I saw the values, and I started to walk, and I started to get excited in my spirit. This is a spiritual headquarters. And we need to be aware of the strategies of the enemy against this place. This place is making an impact locally and globally. And we need to be aware of the strategies of the enemy. So we need to go back to the foundations. We need to go back to the Word of God. We need to spend time in the Word of God. And I am not talking about rushing, 5 minutes rushing. I'm talking about spending time with the Word of God in a way that Word starts to shake me, in a way that the Holy Spirit starts to bring conviction in my life, in a way that I am changed, that I transform, I start to see people in different ways. We need to go back to the Word of God, to read it, to meditate it. When we look at the parable of the farmer, the biggest concern about this parable is not that the people will hear. If you notice, all of them hear, except the last one, where it was a good soil and the world grow and bear fruit. In the other instances, when the seed goes and fails along the way, in the rocky soils, in the thorns, there is something that is stuck in there that prevent the seed to grow. And that's our busyness. I am concerned today, even in ministry, that we are focusing so much in the doing, and we are forgetting that we are called to be with God first. It's about performance today. And let me tell you, God is still looking for his children to come and delight in his presence, to delight in his word. The word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We need to go back and meditate in the word of God daily. I want to encourage you. Students, be careful with approaching the Bible as another textbook. I have had conversations with the students where they think that the Bible is another book. It's not another book. It's our instruction for life. If you want to make good decisions in life, if you want to make sure that your life is according to God's will, meditate, not only hear, but listen. And listen needs to be intentional. It needs to be focus, and it needs to be voluntary. Hearing is the opposite. It's involuntary. It's not intentional. How many times we talk with people, we hear things, but nothing is coming in, right? We don't remember anything 2 minutes later because we are not listening. If you want to know him, we need to go back to the Word of God. Spend time with the Word of God. Read it, study, small groups. New students, some of you are searching for truth, maybe. And I want to tell you today that this is a divine appointment. Maybe you don't understand why you are here at all, but this is a divine appointment, and this could be the best time ever in your life. Choose to spend time with the Word of God. Choose to spend time with the Word of God. Number two, focus on worship and as a lifestyle. Worship. God wants to be glorified. He wants to be exalted among the nations. But is it not amazing that being an awesome God, He's interested in you? He's interested in me as a person. So worship should be our lifestyle. I'm not talking about just singing. And I'm grateful for the people who is talented. I always tell people I love worship. I love spend time in worship. I include it in my classes alongside prayer. But I only play soccer and tennis. Some of you got that. I don't play any instrument. But I love worship. I consider myself a worshiper. I wish we can spend time and time and more time, but you need to choose. I love Psalm 42, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for you, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? That's a question for us. Be intentional about worship. And I want to emphasize something today. We worship God for who He is. We worship Him, and the more that we go into this, everything is linked. The more that we expose ourselves to the Word of God, the more that I want to worship Him. How many of you say amen this morning? The more that I know Him in the Bible, the more that I know about His character, about His love and His mercy, the more that I want to spend time with Him. Choose to worship. New generations, you have a big challenge. But you need to make a decision. You need to purposefully, intentionally decide, I'm going to spend time with God in worship. I am concerned about the lyrics these days. I am not going to spend so much time there. In the past, we used to have hymns, and it was like we were singing a scripture. Today, and I have an 11-year-old daughter, I'm learning with her. So sometimes I had a good talks with my daughter. And I ask, after the song is done, it's finished, I ask, what does it say about God? What are you learning from this song about God? And most of the time she passes. So I encourage you to spend time with the Word of God. Spend time in worship. We worship God all the time, in the middle of the good times and in the middle of the bad times. We don't worship God because we feel good or because I want to have emotions. I worship God because He deserves the glory and the honor and the power. And if you don't like worship, boy, I'm going to pray for you. I wish I can say that in heaven we're going to be playing soccer and singing in Spanish, but we're going to be worshiping. That's what we're going to do in heaven. No preaching, no teaching, no writing papers. Some of you are going to be bored there. Boy, I'm preparing myself. I want to start to worship here. Yes. You better start here. There is an amazing picture about worship in Revelation chapter 7. One of my favorite scriptures. The great multitude. This is a vision that John had. Every nation, every tribe, every people, every tongue standing before the throne of the Lamb. They're starting to cry out a loud voice saying, salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels standing around the throne and around the elders, picture this, and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worship him, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and mighty be to our God forever and ever. How many of you say, Yes, Lord, yes? It's okay. Worship him. Worship him. In the middle of the challenges, I am here to tell you today, there is something powerful when we worship God in the middle of the pain, in the middle of the most difficult times. The most powerful times of worship that I have had in my life have been in difficult times. In a time when I lost my father, in a time when I lost our first child, in a time when Eliana was diagnosed with diabetes at the age of 6. Difficult times. Don't think that we figured out everything here, faculty, professors, administration. Sometimes you think that we don't go to difficult times, and we do. Several of us right now, we are going to difficult, challenging times. But our worship, as David said, becomes our incense that flows from our lives to his throne. God is with us in the middle of our challenges, in the middle of our suffering. Most of the church right now is going through persecution and suffering. But God is with us. God is with us in the middle of every single circumstance. And he deserves our worship. Number three, spend time with God in prayer. Prayer is a conversation. It's not a monologue. And prayer implies that we talk, but we also listen. I am grateful for this place, because we can commit days for prayer. And prayer and faith goes together. You want to know God? Spend time in prayer. My favorite place in this university is the prayer towels. It's my favorite place at CIU. Spend time with God in prayer. When you see the Lord's Prayer, we notice that it starts with worship, moves to petition, and ended up with worship. We need to spend time with God. And finally, I want to encourage you, and I hope you hear my heart today. Please, I encourage you today, find a local church where you can connect, where you can serve, where you can grow. I am very concerned about the statistics today and how many people quitting to go to church. We grow in community. We encourage each other in community. Many of you are satisfied watching a preaching online. And I think there is room for that when we are sick, when we are overseas, when we are in difficult access countries. But do not supplement the time that you can go to a local church and become part of the body. Exercise your gifts, your talents. Serve. Don't wait until you graduated to start to do something for the kingdom. Find a local church. Talk to us, faculty, staff. We can recommend you some places. And I want to go deeper. Enjoy the body of Christ. For you that you already have a church, I recommend you once a year, go and visit another church. Different from your tradition. Different from your denomination. Not for the purpose of criticizing or but for the purpose of learning from the body of Christ. I done it very usually. Because we are one. We are the body of Christ. Spend time in the Word of God. Spend time in worship. Spend time going and being part of a church. And spend time with the Word of God. We all need that. So I want you to stand up. And I'm going to ask the worship team. Today is about making a choice. I don't know about you, but I am not content. I want to grow more. I want to go deeper in my relationship with God. I want to be ready when He comes for the second time, because He's coming. We don't hear it. It's not a popular message anymore. But He's preparing His bride to come. And we need to be ready. So today, I want us to have room. I don't want you to rush. The altar is open. If you are here today and you don't know Christ, this could be your day. Today, to begin with a personal relationship with God. And you can say, God, I confess my sin. I need you. I know that you died on the cross for me. Please forgive me. I submit my life to your Lordship. God is looking for men and women who say this morning, God, I need you in my life. I want to start a relationship with you. Another group of people say this morning, God, I have walked away from you. I have rejected the body. I have been hurt. Father, I need to reconcile with you. I want to go back to you. This is your day. And some of us this morning are thirsty and hungry for more, and we want to grow in a deeper commitment and a relationship with Him. This is your day. This is a call for action. The altar is open. Come. Come as you are today.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.